This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. If you're listening to my voice and it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, you can call in and talk about whatever you want. As a matter of fact, let me go back. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, you can call in and talk about whatever you want. You don't need to be listening to my voice. Some people aren't. Some people are listening in places around the United States, including, what, Moab, Utah?
Yes.
And they maybe listening to us delayed broadcast is what they call it in the business.
Yep. Moab recently added the show a couple weeks ago, KCPX, 1490 AM. So thank you to all of the listeners out there that are now hearing our voice, wondering, who are these guys?
Are you were you familiar with Moab prior to them coming on board?
I have no clue where Moab is.
It's in Utah.
I am aware of that. But as far as like where in the state, nope. I just know there is the radio station. I've been calling, and program director a few months ago said we're actually looking at shaking some things up. And
Moab is a special little town. It doesn't take itself terribly seriously, but it has sort of, it punches above its weight as far as its population size and that sort of thing.
Okay.
I remember I took a trip across the United States in 1998 in a van, and I had a stop off in Moab. It was very pleasant. It pretty uneventful for me generally, but I remember this bumper sticker I saw several times on my trip across the United States, out west. I never saw it in the east. And it said London, Paris, Moab. And the suggestion is that Moab is somehow in the league of, you know, London, Paris. I think it was London, Paris, New York, Moab.
All right. So there is a Paris, Texas.
Yes, that's true.
There's probably a
lot of Londons. Yeah.
Yeah. There may or may not be a New York other than New York City or the state.
There's certainly a Manhattan, Kansas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
And I guess what one of my thought is I just always have this warm, pleasant feeling about Moab. Just like thinking about it. And that's hard to get for a town. How many towns do you think of and think, that's nice? And that's what I think. Obviously, you didn't know much about it prior.
There aren't many towns that I, you know, spend my day thinking about.
Well, they pop into your head, and probably you think nothing positive or negative about the town that popped into your head. Or often, if towns...
I really like Sedona.
Sedona's a nice place, there's no doubt. I spend a little time there. It's beautiful. It's supposed to be the spiritual center, as it were. I don't know whether, I don't know. That's all up to you and your experience in Sedona, but it's got that reputation.
I like it.
Yeah, very nice. Going on, the number here is 855-450-3733. Another option for call-ins is through our Discord. You'll sound great, by the way. Audio levels go way up when you do Discord. All you have to do is go to discord.freetalklive.com, and it'll take you from there. You can either get the app, or you can just use the web version, whatever. You need a better microphone pointed at you, but oftentimes...
Headphones, you need headphones.
Headphones are good. Often, those things are all good, but need is probably a strong word. I think you still sound better without...
No, there have been people that have called in using whatever the speaker audio, and you get feedback.
Okay.
You do not want to use speaker audio on your laptop or your desktop when you're making a telephone call.
There you go. Discord.freetalklive.com. Looks like we've got some calls in here, so rather than jumping into show prep, I'm going to just take calls.
All right.
Michael, Virginia Beach. As I was saying, you don't have to be listening. Michael, I believe, is not. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, yes. I was your last caller last time.
I know. You were grumpy for having to wait.
Yeah, well, 2 hours and 45 minutes is a long wait.
Yes. Let me explain just for you and everybody else who might be listening. One of the difficulties of running a radio talk show, especially one called Free Talk Live, means that people want to call in and they want to talk on the radio, and you have called in many times, and we thank you for your calls. But what Ian's going to do generally is if he recognizes a caller, he's going to take callers he doesn't recognize first. It's not intended to besmirch your call or anything like that. It's just intended to give new people who may never have called or don't call often enough the opportunity to get on first. There's another guy who
had a similar
situation. And especially
on Saturdays, because Saturdays are call-heavy shows anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be heavy on Saturdays. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, thank you for that explanation. I said last night that I believe the Bible when it says that Jesus Christ is the Messiah of Israel, the promised Messiah of Israel, and that he will rule the world with a rod of iron, not just America. And I said that spells a whole lot of trouble for Mark and Ian.
And I wondered what it meant. It sounded rather prophetic.
Yeah. Well, you will have an opportunity, I hope, to change your tune when you know better what I meant by that.
What did you mean by that? I wasn't on the show last night. I wasn't listening to the show last night. What did you mean?
Well, this is the explanation that I was invited to call back and give, so you haven't missed anything. Here's the deal. We have to have a transition to a worldwide monarchy. We have to.
Okay.
Says whom?
Those of us who are real Christians, I don't mean nominal Christians, I mean real Christians, understand that the world has to be transformed into a one-man global kingdom. And we believe that requires preparation on our part, such as not allowing the world's greatest Protestant republic to be overrun by idolaters and drug addicts from Mexico. So the requirements for transition are stringent, and we are moving into that stringent period now. What you were seeing in the phenomenon taking place on your daily news about all the pedophiles in a given church, and there's more than one, so I'm not going to name them.
Several dioceses in Pennsylvania, Catholic dioceses, have been, there's been this report that came out. Let me ask you this real quick. Michael, your calls throughout the years have definitely been anti-Catholic. How do you feel about, like, Greek Orthodox folks?
Love Roman Catholic people, love Greek Orthodox people. Every group has its own particular genius, talent, and contribution to make to the global society. Only an idiot would take a different position. I don't hate people because of their religious affiliation, but there are certain law-abiding prerequisites that must be satisfied in order to create a worldwide government.
What about when the laws are unjust? Should people follow unjust laws?
No, we are not going to be endorsing any unjust laws. Now
you said people need to follow the law, and sometimes the law is bad. So should people follow laws that are bad and unjust?
We're talking about the law of Christ, not the law of any two-bit politician.
And you're also saying that you want some kind of one-world monarchy, even though the Bible says, and I believe this is a quote from Yeshua, he says, "My kingdom is not of this earth."
So please hold the line, Michael. We got some questions here. Just hold the line, and maybe we can get right to the point on this one here in the next segment. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
On August 24th, 1992, 20 eager Cardozo law students filed into a small room to kick off the first day of Barry Scheck and Peter Newfield's Innocence Project clinic. After years as public defenders in New York City, Barry and Peter started the clinic to review cases of people in prison who could prove their innocence using DNA testing. What they thought was a few hundred cases turned out to be thousands and a clear sign that the system needed repair. At the time, no one imagined that Barry's and Peter's vision would evolve into a national organization with the power to reform the criminal justice system 26 years later. Since that August day in 1992, there are now 565 Cardozo Law School Clinic students trained, and the Innocence Project has celebrated 208 exonerations. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. And it's Mark with you.
And Daryl. And libertarians, for at least a decade that I'm aware of, have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. And people have tried to, you know, like, bring one of these things to market, and they've never really taken off, but Liberty.menu seems to have done that.
Right. There's very few organizations that can, libertarian organizations that can get behind something and make it fly. I think Free Talk Live is one of those organizations.
Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like on Yelp, but there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Liberty.menu.
We're going back to Michael. He has predicted the return of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will rule in a one-world government, one-world monarchy, with an iron rod. And he did predict a little bit of trouble specifically for Free Talk Live with that iron rod, and maybe more generally for a heck of a lot of other people. And, Michael, I'm going to try to keep Daryl on a leash here from asking theological questions from you. And I want to find out about this iron rod. What is this? Is this an allegory? Is Jesus going to actually have an iron rod? What's he going to do with the iron rod? What's the plan here?
Well, what it means is no flexible leniency that simply amounts to bribery, corruption, nepotism, favoritism, pardons, clemency, and all kinds of things to get your cronies off when they're caught red-handed.
So are you saying that there's going to be bureaucrats in Jesus' one-world government? I mean, is he going to have people hired to do things? I would kind of think that he's got all kinds of powers, and that when you have a one-person ruling monarchy, like, quite frankly, it would be one person.
Well, we will have a swift and smooth transition from the governments that we have right now. We have people in place all over the world who are prepared for this transition and prepared to facilitate it in a very, very smooth and orderly fashion. These are people who understand that we have to put the children first. So the use of religion to abuse children will be the number one item on the agenda for arresting crooked prosecutors who have not done their job, for arresting crooked media people who have not exposed this corruption, and for arresting crooked religious clerics who have helped to perpetuate it. So the focus will be the first change, just as the scripture says. Judgment must begin at the house of God. You're seeing it now. You heard today on the news that the former ambassador to the Vatican, a former archbishop, has just today called for Pope Francis to resign as one of the perpetrators.
What did Pope Francis do? I mean, didn't he call this behavior, like, I can't remember what the quote is, but the quote was rather forceful. I hadn't heard anything quite so forceful out of the Catholic Church in some time.
According to the former archbishop and former U.S. ambassador to the Vatican, the Pope has been complicit in facilitating these pedophiles and keeping them from being punished.
Well, I am interested in seeing what happens in the future. Michael, thank you for the call. It's obviously a terrible, terrible thing coming out of this is in Pennsylvania, the diocese. And one would presume when you're talking about several dioceses with, what was it, hundreds of situations, hundreds of abused people, hundreds of situations, that this is probably going on elsewhere. I've got a solution for that. Then again, this is an outsider, and outsiders are generally not listened to.
Right.
But my solution is stop with the whole celibacy thing. That because you make sex a big deal in becoming a priest, You therefore get people who are trying to run from sexual problems. And they presume that becoming a priest is somehow getting frocked, is going to somehow fix their problem. And it's not. Whatever your problem is, you got to fix it on your own.
Right. You can't run from your problems.
So, my first advice is fix your problem, especially if your problem involves abuse of children. Fix it right away. Don't do another thing like that. Second, don't get involved in that. And the Catholic Church, stop doing the celibacy thing. This is one of the reasons you've got, so many people who are this reputation of priests being gay. Well, because back some decades ago, people would try to run from that to the priesthood. And there are, it's already possible for a priest to be married and be a Catholic priest. I know that an Anglican priest can switch from being Anglican to Catholic and keep his wife. So there's already opportunity. Fix it. It's not that hard. Let's go to James calling in, KWTO out of, looks like Springfield. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, folks. Wondering if, you guys might have, any answer as to, when did, about all possession of small quantities of drugs in Missouri become instant felonies, which ruined so many people's careers.
No, I didn't know that small amounts of marijuana, possession of small amounts of marijuana.
No, he's asking if we knew when the laws changed in Missouri. We're not from Missouri, and I've never done any research on drug laws in Missouri.
Okay, well, I'm not...
Can you tell me your story?
Yes, and the only support available to someone who's been locked out of employment for this reason is Social Security, which for someone early in their career makes survival continuously more difficult, particularly after... because you're in not a good neighborhood, surviving a burglary of all your accumulated what you had counted on to be able to sell later in your life for support.
Man, that's rough stuff. Did they get you on a drug test, or was this just a small amount of weed? What happened?
Oh, it was a item from a... passed away aunt brought to me by a cousin that turned out upon inspection by a highway patrolman to have a small quantity, I mean minuscule quantity, of marijuana residue in what had been my aunt's purse since she was from...
That is frightening. James, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. The 855-453.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It happened at a video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida that was being live streamed on the internet. Someone opened fire. Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams said that the entertainment district had been cleared and is now secure.
We have no outstanding suspects at this time. No outstanding suspects. We have one suspect in this case. He is deceased at the scene at this point. He is a white male, and we are still working to confirm his identity.
Four people were killed and 11 were wounded. 9 people are being treated at area hospitals. Witnesses say the gunman opened fire inside a sports bar where the gaming tournament was being played. One player at the tournament said he was wounded in the hand and tweeted, "I will never take anything for granted ever again." EA Sports tweeted their deepest sympathies going out to everyone involved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live's live Sunday edition. It is Mark with you.
And Daryl.
You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And maybe, if you listen to Free Talk Live, there's a pretty good chance, especially if you listen regularly, that you're into cryptocurrency. If you're into cryptocurrency, a great way to spread adoption is to give crypto as tips. Well, Ian created a system called CryptoTip.org where you go and you can create these little business card size paper wallets, basically.
I don't know if you could say he created the system. There was a previous site
That
seems to be defunct.
Yep.
Ian paid a programmer to decompile that site and then recompile a new site.
Okay. So improve upon a system.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's an excellent outreach tool. These little business-sized card printable cryptocurrency tips allow you to choose the size of the tip to print. So you can put $5 on there, $25, whatever. You'll get email notifications when tips are redeemed. You can make notes in the tips, like where you left it and to whom, and that'll come back to you on your admin page on redeemed tips. This, I think, is the best feature. Unredeemed tips expire and return to you. So rather than just having, you know, some tip on a paper wallet that's gone forever, destroying that money, now you get it returned. So you can either give the tip or you get it back. And I think it's great. CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org. Let's go to Robert calling in. He's listening on LRN.FM. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I called in last night and slipped up and used a word, I guess, that's banned. And I'd like to finish up. It was about driving without a license.
There are a few words that are banned on the FCC licensed radio stations.
Yeah, I didn't. Wasn't thinking about that when I was.
No problem.
I was quoting, and I'll watch it from now on. But I wanted to finish up what I was talking about. You know, it's not just that I drive around without a license.
Please reset where you started so that people who were not listening last night, and many aren't, can know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I just heard them say that they wanted to hear somebody there, I guess Mark or somebody. And
this is me.
They wanted to hear. Yeah, you wanted to hear from somebody who drives around without a license. And I was just saying that I do. I mean, I don't do it intentionally to aggravate anybody. I just can't morally justify standing in line and begging strangers for permission to drive. You know?
Yeah.
And it's risky. Okay, there's, I've been pulled over about a dozen, maybe two dozen times now. And, you know, so far it's been okay. But I mean, I'd say one out of 10 are really nasty cops. But the other 9 out of 10 understand what I'm talking about. And then they let me drive away without a license or a tag or anything else and dark tinted windows.
I'm not sure they necessarily understand your position. I think it's more they don't want to deal with the paperwork and a court hearing.
Well, I mean, that's what they do for a living, though, right?
Right. Well, they could have got me.
Well, generally, they hand out tickets to people that they know are going to just pay the ticket. The vast majority of people that get a speeding ticket, and Mark, you're looking like you don't believe me.
I don't know.
The vast majority of people that get a speeding ticket just pay the ticket.
That much is absolutely true. However, I can tell you this. That my wife's ex-boyfriend from long ago was a cop, and she said that he said, I believe every word of this, that he loved it when people would take his tickets to trial because he got overtime for that.
There are some people that love it.
Yep.
When I worked hospital security, I would make decisions based on what choice would have the least amount of paperwork after I made the choice.
Okay.
Some people love staying after to fill out incident reports. I didn't.
Go ahead, Robert.
Well, it's not like they don't try to get me. I mean, I'll give you one instance. I was in front of the Bohemian Hotel in Kissimmee, and there were three Kissimmee, Florida, and there were three deputy sheriffs. And I had dark tinted windows, and the windshield was tinted, and I was over the fire lane like a foot or something. And I had three cops coming at me, and one of them was like, you know, look, why don't you just take the ticket, picture. License, you know, get your registration fixed, get the tin off there. So why would I want to do any of that stuff? I don't want to do any of that. And then another cop was like, well, look, I have three choices. I could arrest you, I could give you a bunch of tickets, or I could do nothing. And I said, I'll take that last one. What was that, 3 or C? I'll take that last one. Do nothing, just like you found me doing when he got here. And I get them to resolve it peacefully. The third cop came up. He actually was their sergeant. He got on the phone, and he came back. He said, Mr. Lana, we're going to leave you alone. I said, thank you. Because they can't morally justify. Well, I forgot that part. I asked them to morally justify what they're doing, and then they always resort to the law. Well, the law says this. I'm not talking about politicians' opinion. I'm talking about how can you personally morally justify threatening to harm a peaceful person to force them to pay you and obey you. And they get stumped. They don't know what to say.
Well, the guy who called in last night would say, you have no constitutional right to drive. Driving is a privilege, would be his claim.
And I'd go, Rest, I'm not talking about the Constitution. I'm talking about you. You have personal moral principles, don't you? How can you morally justify this? And if you can't morally justify it here, how can you do it in front of a jury? Because I've been in front of a jury. And I'll take this to a jury and a civil jury. You got a nice house and a nice car? I never had to really do that, but I'm ready to take any of them to court, and they know that. So, yes, there is easier fish to fry.
Do you think you're going to have any luck taking a cop to court with their, what do they call that, limited liability?
And they've got all kinds of immunities.
Yeah.
I used to them personally. You know, you go after their house, you go after their business if they have one or whatever.
So is this the
there's got to be a way.
Is this sovereign citizen thing with the paperwork terrorism, I think it's how I've heard it called? I don't know anything about it, but I would presume that one could put go after people's...
Well, there have been people that have just filed like $5 million liens on the property of every bureaucrat in town. That's the thing that has been deemed to be the paper terrorism. Filing a lawsuit in court, I don't think that I've ever heard that referred to as paper terrorism.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's just the threat because, they know I've been to court. The cops down there know me. They know my car. I get pulled over at least a dozen times in Orlando, Kissimmee, Polk County. And the last cop I ran into when they pulled me over, as soon as I asked him to morally justify it, he puts his hand up. He says, I'm not answering that. I don't not have anything to do with that.
I must say, I think you've gotten lucky in your in the police and your in the police lottery that you've dealt with. I do not want to see you in any kind of legal trouble or anything like that. I'm on your side. I just got to say, I think you've gotten lucky as far as driving without a driver's license. Robert, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Call in with more stories in the future.
And, Mark, as far as the Constitution goes about, it doesn't say drive or travel or et cetera, it doesn't need to. The Ninth Amendment and whether you believe, the Constitution protects rights or whatever, it is the document that supposedly limits the government, and the Ninth Amendment says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Meaning, the stuff in Amendment 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, that's not an exhaustive list. You have a right to eat bacon for breakfast if you want to.
As long as you're paid for it.
Or grew it yourself, whatever. There's not, some kind of thing of, here's an exhaustive list of everything that you get to do. Because you've never come up with everything.
Right, the founders knew that much, at the very least.
So, just because we didn't say it, doesn't mean you don't have the right.
855-450-3733. That's 855-453, as in freedom. Free Talk Live, or you can use Discord, discord.freetalklive.com.
Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier, thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They are working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizon.global.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie.
Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. I swear we do have show prep, but we will take your calls. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. Daryl, you're ready with all the show prep? I didn't get it all lined up.
I'm ready with some of it.
The number is 855-450-3733. Let's go to Keith calling in from Florida. Listen on TalkStream Live. Now, there's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Florida Man.
Hey, how you guys doing? Very first time listening to your show. Found it accidentally. Find you guys very entertaining.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you know, I was just calling and referring to a previous caller you had. I had never heard a Christian state that they were waiting for a global government for Christ to come back and rule on. I've always heard it the exact opposite. Where basically, like in the book of Daniel, it mentions a beast that devours the entire earth. The book of Daniel was describing various beasts, which were various kingdoms that came within the earth. And the last one that they mentioned was one that devoured the entire earth. And that was supposed to be the Antichrist and his global government. Christ comes after that. And that's the way I've always heard it. And I wonder if we're getting closer to the end times, maybe, that the idea that the first global government is going to be for Christ is something to trick a lot of wayward Christians, possibly, or something. I don't know. But I just found it fascinating that someone was talking about that, and it was the complete opposite of everything I have ever heard.
I had heard that, again, I believe this is all hokum, frankly, but of the hokums that I've heard different ones, and as I think that, well, if you're going to make a prophecy, you make it intentionally cryptic, right? I mean, that's how all the movies do it, and you got to have it so that people misinterpret, some people are misinterpreting, otherwise, if you just say, this is what's going to happen, folks, and, right. And do your bullet points, it's not prophecy anymore. That's just, that's an itinerary. And, but what I'd heard was something to the effect of, first you're going to have the old Antichrist come and, you know, the number of the beast and that whole thing. And then, you know, the trump will sound and the four horsemen of the apocalypse apocalypse. I guess Jesus is supposed to be in front of them. I'm not entirely clear how the what the riding order is when the apocalypse.
Jesus isn't supposed to be in front of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. No.
Okay. And then you got this ruling for a thousand years thing. That's what Jesus does here on Earth. And then at
but
some
that's
point
after the Antichrist, and
yes, it is
right. And something interesting, not to get too far off here, but a lot of people misinterpret Antichrist because in the English language we think of the word anti to be the complete opposite of, but in the original text it's basically meant to mean a false Christ, so one who claims to be the Christ, but is in fact not.
You know, everything else you said got really confused. I could tell you probably don't study this. You're not a Christian or a believer or anything. But the last thing you said hit right on the nail. The original text basically were saying in place of Christ, someone who comes in place of, not someone who is the opposite of. So the idea of, this guy with horns and a pitchfork torturing everybody on the planet is completely wrong. He's going to seem extremely benevolent, extremely kind. He's going to sound like he's for law and order, and it's just something to trick people. He's trying to come in place of the true ruler and usurp his authority.
Have you ever imagined that you know who the Antichrist is at any given time in your life?
Absolutely not. I think that's a fool's errand. I'm old enough to remember when leftists basically would say that Ronald Reagan was the Antichrist because he had six letters in each of his names, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
Okay.
And I think I heard one person telling me that Barack Obama was the Antichrist.
Oh, I've heard pretty much everything.
But basically every politician, somebody somewhere.
And every pope. they get it too. You're right. Daryl, you would self-identify as Christian, right?
I don't use the term, yeah, but I share most of the belief.
Yeah, you're a believer, whereas I am not. Go ahead.
Are you agnostic or are you atheist?
I am a Quaker. And what I believe is that God is continually revealing him or her itself to us on an ongoing basis, and that makes the Bible largely irrelevant. That the Bible is the written words of people who are experiencing God themselves at a particular time, and that's, while interesting, not binding to me today necessarily.
That is fascinating. So you're actually a Quaker? You're not putting me on?
No, yeah, I'm actually a Quaker.
And he goes to Quaker meeting every week.
Is that, I've heard of Quakers, but I've never actually delved into what Quakers believe as a sect of.
Oh, I don't know that I don't know that I have told you what Quakers believe. As a matter of fact, I don't know that you could talk to any one Quaker and find out what Quakers believe.
Well, I understand that. The same goes with every denomination of Christians.
Oh, no, it goes much, just imagine that amplified with Quakers.
Well, like the way that Catholics, believe in the Virgin Mary and say the Virgin Mary, and that's pretty much stereotypical of all Catholics. Would you say that Quakers believe that the Bible is basically just the word of man and not something that should be relied on?
No, Quakers definitely do not believe that. There are different types of Quakers out there. There's what they call liberal and conservative Quakers, and there's programmed and unprogrammed. So you can have several different types. I go to a meeting that is both liberal and unprogrammed. Now, liberal doesn't mean Democrats, although it does. It does largely mean Democrats. There's a lot of darned Obama stickers going on at Quaker meetings. I really hate the ones with the O and the peace sign in it. You're telling me the guy who claims monopoly privilege and the use of violence on a global scale should have a peace sign in his name? I find that to be...
The guy that during his 8 years, on average, was responsible for a bomb dropping every 20 minutes.
Yeah, so I do not agree with Quakers on that particular point, but yeah, there's a lot of liberal Quakers that are also liberal people. Liberal simply means that they allow anyone who believes anything to come in their meetings.
I think so. Is it more Unitarian?
What's that? They're Unitarian in that. Unitarian means you're talking about the UU Church. Unitarian means that everybody goes to heaven. I'm not sure that every Quaker would believe that, or that even every liberal Quaker would believe that.
So is it more universal? I always get the term Universalist and Unitarian confused.
Universalist means everybody goes to heaven. Unitarian means that there is one God.
Okay.
So who knows what all that goes into.
Christianity could be a very confusing subject right there.
Indeed it is. Thanks for the call, Keith. Well, appreciate it.
Great show, guys. I'm really enjoying it.
Well, we'll offend you before it's all over.
All right.
Hopefully not too bad, though.
Thanks for the call, Keith. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Daryl, before we go on with the topic, you can tease it here for the next segment, but before we go, what is it?
U.S. I got the judge.
Bargaining thing.
The judge has wound up in a surprising Saturday ruling. Coming out against some Trump executive orders that he signed back in May that were supposed to have made it easier to fire federal employees and maybe make it harder for them to collectively bargain?
Okay. I want to ask you, now I said we're on the religious topic, and I think that there's an interesting question to be had here. You said that you basically believe like a Christian, but you don't call yourself a Christian. What's that all about?
Well, because so many people that do call themselves Christian don't really act like Christ, and the term Christian is supposed to mean someone who acts like Christ. So when you have people that are advocating for all kinds of wars and control over other people, that's not, really acting Christ-like.
I guess I would give anyone who wants to call themselves a Christian a pass, because I understand that there's just lots of different beliefs when it comes to Christianity. If you can talk to somebody, I feel like you can talk to somebody a little more if you call yourself a Christian, and you can relate to them if they're calling themselves a Christian, you can relate to them on that particular level, and you can, I suppose, quote scripture or whatever it is that one does in these circumstances. Often this devolves, mind you. It's not the way I would want to communicate with somebody on a moral basis. To me, I like my morals. My son asked me what morality was today. I said morality is not harming another person unless they've harmed you first. And that is nice and simple. Lays it right out there. And that's what many religions have failed to do is to encapsulate it just that quickly. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Or use the Discord app, discord.freetalklive.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Hold up.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey.
He knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.